Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. If you're new here, my name is Silman, and today we are starting to a new series where I'm going to show you evidence based on revision tips. So, I'm going to be giving you advice on how you prepare for your exams, but hopefully I will backing up everything I say with evidence from studies that have been done in the field of psychology. No one ever really teaches us how to study. We tend to just go with what feels intuitively right. And as we will see, the research is shown that actually the techniques that students think are the most intuitive often tend not to be the ones that are actually the most effective. So if you got coming exams, hopefully by the end of this podcast you will pick up some techniques that you can apply to your own studies to make everything a little bit more efficient and enjoyable. Today I will be talking about two very popular revision techniques that are shown to be less effective, namely rereading and highlighting. Let's talk with rereading. The question is rereading effective as a study technique? There have been lots of studies done about this. So, the professor Donlowski says, based on the available evidence, we rate rereading as having low utility. Although rereading is relatively economical respect to time demands, when compared with some other learning techniques, rereading is also typically much less effective. So, this professor, who is a psychology professor, looked up hundreds of research papers looking at evidence based on revision techniques regarding rereading your notes or rereading your textbook as having low utility. He's saying there are some limited evidence that rereading does work, it does, but improve reading retention somewhat, especially if you compare to other techniques that you could be doing, rereading is pretty much a waste of time. Secondly, let's talk about highlighting. So, Professor Donlowski said, on the basic available evidence, we rate highlighting and underlining as having low utility. In the most situations, highlighting does little boost to performance. It may actually hurt performance on higher level tasks that require inference making. He continues, he says future research shall be aimed at teaching students how to highlight efficiently, and also says that on the basis of available evidence, we rate summarization as low utility. It can be an effective learning strategy for learners who are already skilled at summarizing. However, many learners will require extensive training. Let's now talk about active recall. And active recall is by far the most important technique to use. Active recall basically involves retrieving facts from your brain, retrieving stuff from your brain that say, on the basis of the evidence described above, we rate Partis testing as having high utility. Partis testing, practice testing, is not particularly time intensive relative to other techniques, and it can be implemented with minimal training.